the book Henry Hugo and Les Miserables see the revolution? Well, I mean, Hugo was by this time a Republican, so it's no great surprise to learn that he is very much a sympathizer. So you get lots of detail in the book about how to plan a revolution, basically, and how to build a barricade. He does sympathize with the oppressed. One of the great themes of the book is clearly the oppressed against the oppressor, and any institutions which, in his view, bring about that oppression. So that might well be the monarchy, it might well be parliamentary institutions, it might well be the church. Having said that, he's not totally unsympathetic to Louis Philippe, because Louis Philippe is an improvement on Charles X. And it's only fair to point out historically that you don't get a sort of savage backlash after the events of June 32, which you might have expected elsewhere, and certainly from a different monarch. So you only get about 80 trials, and you get about 5 capital sentences passed, but nobody was actually executed. So there is some sympathy for the authorities, but obviously Hugo's sympathies overwhelmingly are with the people uprising.